This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can listen to my show, The Conservative Circus, on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or on the free iHeartRadio app. Just want to tell you, if you want to follow me on social media, which would be a fun thing to do, go to JamesTHarris.com. All my socials are there, plus the Clarity Report, which I'm very excited about. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get an email throughout the week on issues that you'll give you some clarity on what's happening in our country from a biblical perspective. I just laid out what some are saying is a depressing reality. The fact that the world, the elites, the people on Epstein Island, they're in a big club and you're not in it. And that big club, they're not worried about discovery. They want to keep something secret. But, you know, if they get exposed, well, we'll just handle it. Sort of like when a hurricane comes through, we'll clean up the damage, but we'll move forward. Why? Because we'll never be held to account. I talked about how you have a systems test. One of the persons that's been exposed is the Prince of England. And people were talking about how he had been arrested. He was in police custody. My simple question was, has he been charged? Did anybody charge him yet? Oh, I heard he's going home now. Was he charged? Nope. Nope. Have you noticed that when it comes to all of these protesters since the George Floyd movement, they would all get, you know, arrested and then immediately released? Nobody was ever charged, right, 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 right? But when it comes to January 6th, oh my goodness, we're picking up grandma. We at the FBI go to Alaska and bring people back who happened to be in D.C. that day. They were sent right to the gulag, did their time. You saw their faces on television. So you're telling me that these rich people, the billionaires of the world, the jet set, the elites, the tech giants, the capital, you know, the tops of universities, captains of industry who are involved in this sick stuff, you're telling me that they're going to see their day in court? No, they're not. Then I was telling you at the end of the last segment, there is a silver lining. And then Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer, came on and said, what are you talking about? Silver lining. I'm like, that was one hell of a tease, wasn't it? There is a silver lining. I'm telling you. Here it is. Once you see the horizon line of accountability, once you understand where justice tends to stop and influence begins, you stop outsourcing your moral safety to institutions. You stop assuming that someone somewhere is going to step in before things get that bad. And that realization, uncomfortable as it is, forces responsibility back where it belongs, on families, on communities, on local leadership, on watchful citizens who understand that prevention doesn't start in a courtroom. It starts in a culture. You want an example of what I'm talking about here? For years, the unwritten rule was if you were on an airplane and the airplane got hijacked, you were to sit quietly. You were to cooperate. It could be a day, could be a couple of weeks, maybe, but eventually their demands would be met and you would be set free. I remember you growing up, you see hijackings all the time. You see the plane sitting on the tarmac. Once I was in England, supposed to be coming home, and my plane was hijacked by Gaddafi. No, it's over there in Iraq. No, actually, it was in Iraq. Saddam Hussein. They got hijacked over there. Have you noticed that we don't get a lot of hijackers anymore? What happened? What happened? Paradigm shift. A paradigm shift just like that. Do you remember? You should. 9/11. Once the passengers on that plane, once they found out that they had been hijacked, once they found out what happened to the other planes, they decided they had to do something. Let's roll. And they went in and they took the cockpit back and brought the plane down and probably saved the White House or the Capitol building. Once they understood what was going on, then they could start making decisions for themselves. And in their sacrifice, they made decisions that saved the nation. You see, a system that struggles to intervene early can still punish late. But a healthy society doesn't wait for punishment. It builds norms so strong, standards so clear, and accountability so local that predators never find safe harbor in the first place. Our little girls that are being abducted at the shopping mall. Our women that are being harassed, the sex trafficking that's going around, see something, say something, take it to the authorities. Well, that's starting to change. Did you see the guy who tried to abduct those two little girls? They were riding their bikes. They rode up to the neighbor's house. Actually, it wasn't the neighbor. They didn't know who it was. This man came out. These little girls happened to be a white girls, and we had an American of African descent. He's like, what's going on? They were terrified. What did he do? Did he call the cops? He said, come on, girls, I'm going to walk you home. He picked up their bikes and they walked so close to him. He walked those girls home looking for the perpetrator, hoping to find them. If the system's greatest strength is surviving harm, then our greatest strength has to be preventing it. Oh, we expose these people. Yes, we expose them. They're never going to see the inside of a jail cell. But you know what? Look at what happened to Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, hanging out on Epstein Island. Ooh, just nasty. Remember when they told us that President Trump, you know, was cavorting with the Russian prostitutes and having them urinate on the bed in Russia? Who was it that was hanging out with Russian prostitutes and ended up getting the clap? Bill Gates! Bill Gates! What was in the Epstein letters? He's going to Epstein to try to find some drug that he could slip his wife because he's afraid he gave her the clap? The richest man in the world is going to a sex trafficker to get some antibiotics. You fund vaccines. You don't know any doctors you can go to, sir? You don't have any. Melinda Gates, you know, his ex-wife handled it with such grace. When all this stuff came out, she handled it with such grace. Bill Gates said him there, well, I don't know him. I didn't associate him like that. We did some things together where we were, shut up, Bill, shut up. Bill is done. Bill's done. Any business dealings that's going to be done with Bill Gates is going to be like behind the scene or through, you know, different companies, or he's going to be buried low. He can't do this. He can't be the man he was before he was exposed. You don't think that this is impacting people and the products that they buy? When they find out all of these people, what was that? Who was that over there at Harvard that had to step down? He was part of the Obama administration, was over there on the island 20 times. All these people worried about Donald Trump. Donald Trump was on the Epstein list. He's on the Epstein list. Look at who's running for cover and who can't run for cover. Because of their dealings with Epstein. It's a big club and you ain't in it. But that doesn't mean you don't have any power. That doesn't mean you don't have any influence. But that's how we get back to it. It's going to have to be with our families, our communities, our local leadership. Watchful citizens. It starts in the culture. Hey, if Bill Gates comes out with another vaccine in case there's like, some kind of pandemic or stuff, but Bill Gates is out there, what you gonna say? What you gonna say? I just can't wait for vaccines. Go to hell, Bill. I'm not taking your vaccine, you pedophile. What? You're Beyond Meat. No, didn't he make Beyond Meat? Was that Bill Gates? Artificial food. I think it was. But here's another silver lining. The people who were just enemies of Trump, their names are now being exposed as being on the list. Oh, stay tuned. We're about to have some fun. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard 550 KFYI and 790 KNST in Tucson, my adopted hometown. Now, the Epstein files for years. Didn't President Trump say that the Epstein files were a hoax? It's a Democrat or liberal hoax? I was like, I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, we did run on releasing the files, and then we got Pam Bondi in there who just absolutely just screwed things up with the big binders with the redacted names. She'll never get out over that. She just won't. But she's playing a role. I won't get too deeply into that because when I do, even on my home office, or I should say my hometown, on my show, people get mad. People just come in using the talkback mic, going off on me. All I can do is give you the truth. Red pill or blue pill? Which one? All I'm offering is the truth with cheese on it. With cheese. And here's the truth. The Epstein files are backfiring on the left. It's incredible. You thought you're going to get Trump. You were convinced. Trump derangement syndrome. It shut your brain off. If Trump were in the Epstein files, they would have been released during the Biden administration. They were brain dumb, but they were that far gone. But they didn't. And now they look stupid demanding that you open the files. And when they did, what did you find? Bill Clinton's all over these things, but we knew that, didn't we? I guess they didn't. I guess they were in denial. And we're getting pictures of a Bill Clinton with underage girls giving him a massage. We got pictures of Bill Clinton in the hot tub, the Gazelle Maxwell, and some underage girls. Come on, y'all. Come on. Now, I haven't seen anything as horrific as I've seen on Hunter Biden's laptop, but this is bad stuff. And then we get the Clintons running away from congressional hearings. Oh, that was, isn't that delicious? We had some Republicans, some conservatives that ignored the Congress and went to jail. That didn't happen to the Clintons, but it almost did. It almost did because Democrats are tired of the Clintons. They're old school. They're dinosaurs. We're part of the new Marxist regime, okay? We don't want this baggage, this luggage. So then when they found that the Democrats were going to vote with the Republicans for contempt of Congress, all of a sudden they had to cut a new deal. Oh, we're going to come in. Maybe we'll do it in a week or two. Then they started going all over Europe on these tours. Did you hear? Was Hillary Clinton in Germany? She sat down with the BBC and they were asking her direct questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
You regret the links that there have been? You know, we have no links.
What?
We have a very clear record that we've been willing to talk about.
What?
Which my husband has said. He took some rides on the airplane for his charitable work.
Took some rides on the airplane.
I don't recall ever meeting him.
Oh, you lying.
I did on a few occasions.
Few occasions?
And thousands of people go to the Clinton Global Initiative.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Hillary, you didn't see Miss Maxwell at the Clinton Global Initiative. You invited her to Chelsea's wedding. What? We got pictures of, she's on the aisle. Who's got his hand around her? Jeffrey Epstein. How you somebody going to be at your daughter's wedding and you don't know who they are? Wait a minute. How are these two going to be at the wedding? You're going to tell me you don't know them? Hillary. There is a portrait of your husband wearing Monica Lewinsky's blue dress at Epstein's New York property. Do I have to do this? Yes, I do. Yes. Now here you are talking to the BBC, straight up lying. I didn't have any connections. You know, we have no links. My husband said he took some rides on the airplane for his charitable work, but I don't recall meeting him except for the pictures of you with Epstein. Except for the fact he's at your daughter's wedding. Come on, y'all. But James, will there be justice? Will they do the perp walk now? No, probably not.
It's not something that is really at the heart of what this matter is about.
Oh, really?
They are accused and in both cases were convicted of horrific crimes against girls and women.
Uh-huh.
That should be the focus.
Okay, let's make it the focus. Your husband was part of that. Your husband was part of that. Hillary? Come on, that's why the prince is in trouble, looking like Boo Boo the Fool in the back of that squad car, because he's with some of the same girl. Wait a minute. Don't we have pictures of Prince Andrew and Clinton on the island? So what does she do? She just sits there and she lies. That's all she can do. All she can do is lie about it with a straight face, looking to the camera, looking like just Beelzebub. Mephistopheles, looking like 7 miles of bad road. Hillary Clinton looked like the deck chairs on the Titanic. Hillary Clinton looked like the Hindenburg. Here she is at the BBC looking like she's in Iran, all bombed out and depleted. Hillary Clinton. But that's not the fun part of it. Hillary Clinton is the warm up. The real fun. Are the gals on The View that was on the island? Wait, what? No, yeah. The girl, well, James, were they on the island? Well, they're on the list. And now all of a sudden, the tunes have changed. We're going to talk about that. Coming up next on The Jesse Kelly Show, James T. Harris having so much fun sitting in.
This is The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am out of Phoenix, Arizona. My talk show is known as The Conservative Circus on 550 KFYI, 790 KDST, the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow all of my socials simply by going to jamestharris.com and make sure you subscribed for the Clarity Report. Now, I just used a reference here a few moments ago that caught Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer, a little bit off guard. He's like, where did you get 7 miles of bad road? Well, where does that come from? Yeah, this girl looked like, 7 miles of bad road. That's my dad used to say that kind of stuff. Boy, that girl, ooh, she looked like Chinese arithmetic. And then Chris, you know, he said, how old are you? And then that reminded me earlier in the show, if you were listening, I think it's to the first or second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, I made a reference about how the Democrats need to go back to filibustering the old way, not just say, I'm on filibuster. They need to stand up and talk like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Well, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer, doesn't know anything he did. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. So he looked it up. He said, that came out in 1939. I'm like, so? How old are you? Well, I guess, old enough to be your dad, possibly even your grandpa. So I asked Chris, does he know what a collect call is? Did he know what a Rolodex was? Did he know what the yellow book? And he said, no, I don't know. No, I'm just playing. He didn't know about those things. But my goodness, I don't mean to be aging myself with my wholesome and pure references. They probably are of another time, but I think you get the understanding. There is no beautiful woman whose face looks like 7 miles of bad road. There's just not. There is no beautiful woman who looks all bombed out and depleted. All that to say, Hillary Clinton is not a beautiful woman. Hillary Clinton used to be a fox when she was young, when she first met Bill. Chris, have you seen those pictures of a Hillary Clinton as a young woman? He said he wouldn't call her a fox. What about Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi was fine. Woo. Nancy Pelosi. See, that's how people are going to be talking about. That's how they're going to talk about AOC. She's going to be around forever. Man, do you remember AOC back at 25? Dang. The gals on The View. Boy, were they ever advocates of putting out the Epstein file. They want the list. Show it. They were adamant. They were belligerent. Show us the list.
Bottom line is this. Release the damn files and release them now. Release everything.
If this does not implicate Donald Trump, why wouldn't you say release everything?
They absolutely have to show us what they're all hiding.
If there's nothing to hide, release it all.
But all of that information is out there. Why not just put it to rest and say, release the list?
Because, you know, they should just say, listen. This is what it is.
Uh-huh. That's what they do. This is what it is. That's Whoopi. Listen, this is what it is. Put it out there. Release the damn list. That's what she said. Well, earlier this week, more files were released. And guess what? Whoopi Goldberg's name was in the file. Yeah. She had dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. Something about a plane. Holy cow. Talk about egg on your face. And worse, she started offering up the excuses. Listen to how the gals on The View responded to Whoopi Goldberg's name being on the Epstein file.
Now, in the name of transparency.
Uh-huh, let's be transparent.
And you put up, my name is in the file.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
And what does it say? It says, Whoopi needs a plane to get to Monaco. John Lennon's charity, it should say Julian Lennon's charity.
But it says John.
Paying for it. They don't want to charter, so they're looking for private owners. Here's the info. And they give all the information, and they're saying, do you want to offer your G2?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It looks like they said no thanks.
Yes. So in other words, anybody can be on this
Anybody's,
list.
Well, this is my...
Wait a minute. In other words, anybody could be on the list? Is that your standard now? Anybody could be on the list? In other words, anybody could be on the list. Look, they wanted to know if they could use the G2, and I didn't. And then Whoopi wasn't done. Whoopi started explaining even more. And that's what's so crazy. Do I have to start this over again? I think I have to start this over again. Hold on a second.
Now, in the name of transparency,
can
you put up, my name is in the files. Yes. And what does it say? It says, Whoopi needs a plane to get to Monaco. John Lennon's charity, it should say Julian Lennon's charity, is paying for it. They don't want to charter, so they're looking for private owners. Here's the info. And they give all the information, and they're saying, do you want to offer your G2?
Okay. And it looks like they said no thanks.
Yes. So in other words, anybody can be on this
Anybody's,
list.
Well, this is my point, because I'm telling you, when I tell you people are trying to turn me into, I wasn't his girlfriend.
What the what?
I wasn't his
you
friend.
You were too old for him.
Wait, what?
I was not only too old, but it was at a time, you know, where this is just not You used to have facts.
Wait a minute.
Before said stuff.
You used to have facts before people said stuff? What facts did you have on President Trump or Donald Trump being on the island or hanging out with the Jeffrey Epstein? The only facts you had that he was one of the original people to turn him in. He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, and then he helped the feds with the investigation. Those are facts. You used to have facts. People think that I'm hanging out. Nobody thinks that you were going out with the Jeffrey Epstein girl. Nobody said that. Uh-uh. And I think part of the Epstein files, you know, it turns out that Jeffrey Epstein was racist. Didn't he say I didn't want any N-word girls on the island? I think he did. Whoopi. Plus, that's not what we don't think you was hanging out and doing the nasty with the Jeffrey Epstein. We think you was, you know, watching some stuff. That's what we think. I think Whoopi's got some of that freaky dick. I do. I just want to, and there's going to be more. There's going to be more. Because Whoopi's part of the club. Whoopi is was an A-list actor at the time. And she was a very, very talented comedian. Whoopi's in the club. And this is what club members say. Hey, we want to send a G2 to pick you up to go to a concert. Who gets an invitation like that? Chris, did you get an invitation like that? No. I don't think you did. I've had some nice invitations, but I've never, you know, been invited. Hey, can we use your G2? Yeah. Can I get a helicopter ride over to the G2 to do... stop it. She's part of the club. That's why she was friends with Trump all this time. I mean, they used to be best buddies. We have old episodes of The View where Donald Trump was a guest and everybody was loving on him and kissing on him and yada bingity boom. Whoopi's a club member. And you know what? She's not the only club member that was part of The View that was on the list, the Jeffrey Epstein list. I'm trying to tell you that this is exciting. See, this is one of the silver linings. If you listen to the last segment, did it bring anything other than joy? No, I don't mean Joy Behar. I'm just talking about a smile on your face at the hypocrisy of these leftists. Today, a day after Whoopi, another cast member over there on The View ended up on the Epstein list. We'll talk about that coming up next. James T. Harris, sending in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard at 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson on the free iHeartRadio app. I have to tell you, I have been enjoying the stories that have been popping this week because the Germans called it? Schadenfreude? Yeah, you know what? I'm not delighting in the mistakes of others and stuff like that. But there's a justice to this. These gals have been just ragging on President Trump and the Epstein list for a better part of a year, demanding that they release the list. Accusing President Trump of slow walking, of dragging us, and then they come out. And the first thing, we got Whoopi Goldberg on the list. Of course, Whoopi Goldberg, another reason why I think that she was dubious is because remember how she stood up for Roman Polanski back in the day? Roman Polanski raped this 13-year-old girl. And then he fled the country. He was hanging out in France. I think he came back and had to do a little bit of time, and then he got away, went back to France, escaped extradition. And what did Whoopi say? Was it rape or was it rape? Remember that? Rape? Come on, y'all. It's a club. And you know who else is in that club? Joy Behar is in that club. Her name ended up on the list, and she was trying to come up with excuses as well.
We're on the list because we were at a party or a wedding or something that somebody might have been.
Hold on.
That's what I found.
Hold
out
on.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I
we were at a party or a wedding. You don't know whether it was a party or a wedding? You can't remember what it was? I bet you Ghislaine Maxwell, remember she was at Chelsea's wedding. Girl.
At Trump's wedding to Marla.
Right.
Maybe Epstein was there too.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Because if he was, we would be told about that. We would have known about that a long time ago. Stop it. Epstein wasn't at one of Trump's weddings. James, are you willing to put money on it? I am not a betting man.
Well, who knows?
I don't know.
So that means that I'm not guilty, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Why is it obviously, Joy Behar? Why is it obvious? Girl, you look like you could be a little freaky dick too. Freaky, freaky. What? I don't know. Was Joy Behar attractive back in her day? I was asking Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. He's stunned. He said, no, not at all. I bet you Joy Behar was a fox. She kind of still is, but you know, that's all. I'm just playing this stuff. Sorry, this is a joke. Joy Behar.
These other ones, how are you going to decide who's really guilty and who's not?
Well, I think it's very clear. Because if you look, you know why my name is there.
Why is it there?
Because someone was looking for a plane.
Oh, girl.
That's what people do. They
right.
go to all the people.
Is that what people do? When they're looking for a plane, they go out to the Epstein. I'm looking for a G2. I imagine that's what people do who are part of the club, who are wealthy. And don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at you if you got it like that. I'm not. But you know what? She could have come forward just like Dershowitz did, the lawyer. He said, my name's on the list because I had dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. He was my client. You'll find my name all over that list. So let me tell you right now, when they release this, I want them to release it. My name is on the list. You know what? Whoopi could have said that. And Joy Behar could have said that. But what arrogance? Forgetfulness? This is absurd.
Who have private planes and saying, right. Do you have one?
And you didn't get on the plane.
I didn't get on the plane. I didn't know they were looking for a plane. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that the plane that I was supposed to be on was no longer available. So I'm named in there like Whoopi Goldberg needs a plane.
But there are a lot of people that
Marilyn
named.
Monroe was on the list.
Yes.
There were plenty of people that were
Elvis
people
also.
Named
Marilyn Monroe was on the list. Elvis was on the list. I wonder if Tupac was on that list. Wait, no. Tupac was at Diddy's party. Ain't no party like a Diddy party. So I'm told. Oh, look at how they're being absurd now. Yeah, I heard Elvis was at the party. Marilyn Monroe's at the party. No, girl, you were at the party.
That may have not done anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I think that there are a lot of people that are on their list that are guilty of wrong deeds. And
yes.
I have no confidence, unfortunately. It give me no pleasure to say this.
Let me say it like this. I think they're going to do it like, you know how you eat around an apple till you get to the core?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that's how they're going to do it. They're going to eat all this stuff all around here. And then they're going to get, hopefully, then they'll get to the core.
I have no confidence.
That's a change in tone, don't you think? That's a big change in tone. Should I have compassion, some sympathy? I mean, this is what we've been saying all the time. You know, just because your name is on a list doesn't mean that you did anything crazy with Epstein. But see, they were the ones who said that Trump's name was on a list, so that means he's a pedophile. Who was that young dude who was part of the Parkland shooting that was on CNN and Scott Jennings had to shut him down when he's talking about, you know, yeah, he's proven that he's a pedophile. Boom! He may get sued. I hope he does. And that is how this comes about. These people are not going to see jail. They're not going to do the perp walk. They're not going to be put on trial. They're part of the club. They're higher than. I'm sorry. This is a two-tiered justice system. But knowing that, the people who continue to support them, they're the ones that are going to be called sycophants. You continue to support somebody who you know that is connected to, you know, pedophile island, that's connected to, you can't get away from it. They were able to get away from with this with what was the name of the act or the producer? He ended up going to, yeah, Harvey Weinstein. You got Michelle Obama loving Harvey Weinstein. The Oprah was up there with Harvey Weinstein. Same thing with Bill Cosby. Oh, they treat them like pariahs now. That's like that never happened. No, there is something to public shaming. We need to bring public shaming back. And I have to tell you the truth. Even though I did not respect them, I still lost a little bit respect for Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar for their shady dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. My friends, always a pleasure sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. You have a great weekend.